about our actions. Centuries ago, there was a monk, St. Francis of Assisi, who coined a quote that really got my attention. He said, "Preach always, but if necessary, use words." He meant, preach Christ by your actions, and if necessary, use your words. It is so very true that our actions speak louder than our words. A song that I learned when I was a child says, "If you have named the name of Jesus, if you are known as one of His, remember that the world is watching to see how your victory is. What you are speaks so loud that the world can't hear what you say. They are looking at your walk, not listening to your talk. They're judging by your actions every day." As believers in Jesus Christ, it is so important that our actions match our words. I have found out myself and in talking to others that one of the main things that turns people off and keeps them from accepting true Christianity is hypocrisy in the church. They have been in churches or known Christians who say they are Christians, but they don't act like children of God. They become disillusioned when they see believers acting as bad or worse than unbelievers. They have heard the gospel, heard about love and good works, but they have not been shown love and good works. The parable of the Good Samaritan, found in Luke 10:25-37, is a good example of hypocrisy in the church or amongst believers. Two religious leaders, a priest and a Levite, passed the wounded man on the other side and did not stop to care for him. The Samaritan had mercy on him and treated him as a person, binding up his wounds and taking him to a place where he could recover with all expenses paid. Jesus asked the question, "Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." And Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." A very fruitful time in my life is when my husband and I ministered at a Bible college in Nigeria, West Africa. He taught many subjects from the Bible, and his students loved his teaching. At one point, he was told by his students, "Sir, we like your teaching and are learning a lot, but we learn even more by watching you with your wife and children." Wow, that was a stellar moment. In Matthew 5:16, Jesus tells us, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." If we live for Christ, we will glow like lights, showing others what Christ is like. 1 Peter 2:12 says, "Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation." In other words, live for Jesus and be above reproach. And in Titus 2:7-8, we read, "In everything, set them an example by doing what is good." Paul is talking to Titus here. "In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us." The Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians, said, "You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts." Let us show that we are letters from Christ, showing His acceptance, forgiveness, and love. Our lives and testimony should be a powerful witness to others that convinces them that we have something that they want, and that is having Christ in their lives. Changed lives were the evidence that God was using Paul, and that should be true of us. Transformed lives are a huge testimony to the world of the power of God and His Word. We all know of people who are living wretched lives, selfish, involved in fleshly pleasures. But when they came to Christ, their lives changed drastically. To me, that proves the gospel is true, and it is so thrilling to me. Pray together with me. Heavenly Father, empower us to show those in our day-to-day living your love and care for them in our actions, which may be the only sermon some persons will hear today. When you give us the opportunity to speak to them, speak through us by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.